Day one of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine is in the books. The on-field action isn't going to start until later in the week, but that doesn't mean we're not busy here in Indianapolis. We were in the media center all day today, and it was a busy day for us because Vikings general manager Rick Spielman held his annual Combine press conference right here on this floor. He was up at the podium, and they talked about a lot of different things, but Adrian Peterson was one of the top topics.
If we go specifically after some specific positions in free agency, and we're planning to spend X amount of dollars, and all of a sudden those dollars increase because the amount of cap space teams have, then we have to adjust our game plan. So you have to be very flexible, and you know, Adrian or any of our players that we want to try to sign back, I just, as up front as I talk to all those guys, and I'll meet with all of them down here over the next couple days, is I don't know, because I don't know how all the pieces are going to fit in place from a financial standpoint.
The Vikings situation at running back has everyone talking here at the Combine. So we caught up with several league-wide experts and analysts to get their take on the Vikings and Adrian Peterson. Here's what some of them had to say.
From Peterson's perspective, his agents have a chance to come here, and even though it's illegal, it's tampering, they're not allowed to do it, everybody knows what happens here. The guys who are going to become free agents, their agents have conversations with teams, and they figure out what's going to happen, what they're going to do next. And I think for Adrian Peterson, it's important for him to have an opportunity to see what's out there. Whatever teams he's interested in, whoever's interested in him, he'll see what's out there. And there's a chance that it's what's not out there that gets him to come back to the Vikings when he realizes maybe the Vikings will pay him more than anyone else, and maybe the Vikings have the best opportunity for him.
It's natural that, especially the national media, this is their first chance to talk to Rick after the news with Adrian Peterson. And there's going to be a lot of interest because the Vikings left open the possibility that he could come back. So yeah. I think a lot of, from a media perspective, a lot of people are trying to figure out, was that just being polite? Is that what they really want? Are they just simply open-minded and not ruling anything out because there's a decent relationship there? So I think that's a lot of what people were trying to find out. Rick's pretty good at toeing the line there and not necessarily tipping his hand. But I do think that if a lot of things fall in line, it's not totally, completely out of the question that he comes back.
About the only thing that we talked about as much as the Adrian Peterson situation was the Vikings skull chant. That's right, former Colts punter Pat McAfee was in the house, and we took a few minutes to catch up with him, and he told us the Vikings skull chant is something the entire league noticed last year.
The Viking chant was talked about by a lot of my peers from a lot of different teams about U.S. Bank Stadium being the best environment in football all of a sudden.
Awesome.
And whenever I got there, I completely agreed. It was incredible. What you guys have done with that stadium is amazing. Your fan base was electric. Now, granted, we didn't get a chance to see all that because we kind of led early until late. But what an incredible stadium you guys have. It's an awesome team for the future. But it was negative 25 degrees when we were there. So I don't know how you live there. I don't know how you do it. I don't know if you just lock it down for a certain amount of months. But I thought Minnesota was a fantastic place. Went to that mall, did a zip line in the mall, went to U.S. Bank Stadium. I have a very, very positive thoughts about Minnesota.
All right, that's a wrap for day one of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. But day two is going to be just as busy because Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is going to hold his annual Combine press conference right here in the Media Center. Also in the Media Center, voice of the Vikings Paul Allen is hosting his weekday radio show, so we'll have more from him and fellow co-host Paul Charchian. We'll have much more coverage of the Combine via written and videos on Vikings.com, so if you haven't already downloaded the Vikings app, make sure you do that. That content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. And be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com for the rest of the week.